Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right. Shalom, shalom, shalom. The King is coming. Hey, by the way, we got some new promo codes. It's just that if you've been watching the festivities of what's been going on the Straightway, you know that Pastor Dow has barely got enough time to breathe. So I haven't got a lot of things I haven't got. I literally would have to shut this door and not answer it and not allow anybody to walk through this place for like 4 days in a row to get caught up on everything I need to. That's what would have to take place for me to get caught up. But the PMB box is the same address. It's just that the PMB box is 7. And when you do address anything, you like that? Okay. When you do address anything, address it when you go to the PMB box. You go to, you title it, not Charles Dow, title it Straightway Truth Ministry. Straightway Truth Ministry. All right? When you send anything, send it Straightway Truth Ministry. And then you may want to put down C/O, that's care of, and then just put down P. You put P, that means pastor. If you got something to send to teach, you put teach. You put T for teach. C of E, elder. C of D, Deacon Bell. You know what I mean? Something like that. Because what we're trying to do is make sure that our name is not associated with anything while we're here in this world. Glory to the King. We have quite a few, well, a few things that we're actually going to go over here this evening. Things that need to be known. That's not it. Things that truly, truly need to be known and need to be talked about. And the reason why they need to be known, need to be talked about is because there are some of the neglected reasons. You know, we live in a time now. Have you noticed, Teach, that they always talk about this positive thing? You know, don't be so negative. And negative is any time you reprove, you rebuke, you correct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, they're saying that the spirit of negativity. And usually the people I've encountered over the years that talk like that are the ones who run in dirty. nearest, I mean, but we'll get in that a little bit later.
Yes, sir.
Now, some of you said, I did not ask for offerings for the people coming from Des Moines, Israel. I did not ask for offerings. And that just lets you know how careful people listen.
Yeah.
Because I didn't ask for offerings. I said that I'll look into this and do some more investigation. And if I determine we're more likely to do, GoFundMe. And I will let you know. You know, we already got people sending offers in for Israel. And I might have to send them back unless y'all want me to keep it until I decide what I'm going to do. But I did not tell y'all to send any offerings in. I didn't. Because, I mean, I would have told y'all the GoFundMe page by now. I'm trying to get all this information. I'm trying to ascertain everything that's going on. I pretty much got a good grasp of what's going on. And basically, in a nutshell, the reason why the Israelis are deporting the people of Yehuda, because that's what they lay claim to, is because they will not convert to Judaism. And they will not recant that they are from this land, and they can trace their lineage in this land, and they have a genetic link to that land, which the Ashkenazis, the Gentiles that Yahshua said was going to trodden down Jerusalem until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled, they ain't one of them that even admit that they have any genetic link whatsoever at all with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, I did tell y'all, you know, I often tell people over and over and over again that these people are Jews. And Jews, I'm talking about Jews by conversion. And when you mention Jews, people automatically make the association that they're talking about people of the book. But I went over this.
Yes,
sure. I can't tell you how many years ago.
Many times.
The first time you see the word Jews in the book, I mean, I think that the problem is, I know this is the problem. The problem is this. The problem is that people, they don't go back and study and research. They really truly don't want this stuff down in their spirit. And I know the reason why. I hate to say it, but you won't know the reason why I'm teaching. The reason why is because it's taking up too much time of their life. You know what I mean? In order, you know, I had such a wonderful time this morning in study. You know, I mean, them are some intimate times where you can sit there and get some alone time with y'all and study. And I can't understand for the life of me. I literally could spend my life in study.
Yes, the truth.
I literally could. I could literally spend my life in study and be happy. But the people, they just don't think it's important.
It's intrusion.
Oh, yeah. I just don't really comprehend and understand a lot of things today. And I think the problem is teachers that, I don't know, we becoming relics or not, man. I don't think we're becoming relics. I think we're aging, like I said before, like fine wine. And what I'm doing is I'm looking for the scriptures over in Luke, the 21st chapter. I know it is. And maybe I'm just missing something, if you understand what I mean.
It's almost like Matthew 24.
Yeah, it is. Well, how's everybody out there doing today? Is everybody out there doing pretty good? All right, there it is. Luke 21, verse 24. Now, you know, a lot when Yahshua was talking, hey, can y'all make sure that these beers get a little bit more colder? Because these things are not cold at all. When Yahshua was speaking, He spoke in prophecy. He spoke with knowledge over and over and over again. And he tried his best to tell us what was going to take place. Now, we've got people that have literally been transplanted in that land by America and Great Britain. And they're acting like they got the whole world deceived into believing that they are the chosen people of God. The only thing they've chosen for is death, slated for death. They ain't been chosen for nothing. And all you got to do is let the Bible speak. There's no way in hell that Yahweh was going to let the seed of Japheth replace the seed of Shem in Jerusalem. And then turn around. Now, he did tell you. Matter of fact, go to Luke 21:24, teacher, and let's just see what Yahshua said. See, now, let me tell you something about interpretation and reading. The reason why you need to study, because sometimes you think that you may come up with a revelation about something, but then the preaching will take you further than what you've already have received. You need something to be able to correct you, something to be able to reprove you, something to be able to check you, to test you, to see if you're discerning this word in these scriptures right. And go ahead and teach Matthew 21:24. Listen to the book.
And they shall fall by the edge of the sword.
That's talking about the Israelites. At that time, see, a lot of people don't even know the history. Even the southern and the northern tribes, when the northern tribes, people don't even talk about this part right here. And thank each and every last one of you for y'all super chat offering here tonight. And before we go any further here, you know, y'all need to go ahead and hit that like button. If y'all got a comment to make down on super chat, we'll try to make sure we get to your comment or just sit down. Somebody put something on super chat on, you know where it is. There it is, Monkey Bastard shows up again. Bless you, my brother. Bless his pastor and everyone is straightway. But anyway, what was I at real quick?
Matthew 21:24.
About the edge of sword, about to talk about the Israelites. Oh, yeah. The two kingdoms.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that, if you open that back door, get a little bit cooler in here. A lot of people don't know that, hey, there's zeros. They getting zeros. They can't hear a damn thing. It's live streaming offline. Now it's back again. 10 now.
Okay. It just hiccups.
I can't begin to tell y'all what's going on. I'm waiting for the picture to come up now, but picture ain't came up yet. Can y'all see me?
You look in here. They got the stream on here. Here's a...
Really?
Yeah, it's all in there.
Well, let me get out of this thing right here and go back in again. Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah.
All right. So, the southern tribe did end up coming back and absorbing themselves into Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. That's how they end up being called Yehudites. And remember the prophet Isaiah said that Jacob's face would never wax pale. That means he wouldn't altogether just be only white people. Just like Israel is not only people with melanated skin. Israel today is comprised of people out of every nation, tongue, tribe, and creed. Mixed multitude. And the Israelites, they've always been. And this world is nonsensical to set up and try to tell us that the people What is Christianity practice? Replacement theology.
Replacement theology.
They said we grafted us in so they can cut off the natural branches. That's how they can screw and messed up Romans with their wicked self. Sister Salah, thank you for your $50. I mean, all praise most high, Lord, Jeremiah 3:15. Bless y'all. Bless y'all all for y'all super chat offers. Hallelujah. And so when Great Britain and the United States and the Balfour Agreement decided to take these, mind you, these people got kicked out of Russia. That's how they ended up in Germany. Because they were so immoral in their business practices and stuff, Russia said, get y'all ass up out of our country. Now, why don't everybody, we're going to bring up, y'all hate the false balance. Why don't you just go ahead and tell it all like it is? Just don't tell the side of the story you want told. Tell the truth.
True.
Russia kicked their ass out of their country because of their lewd, shrewd business practices. Period. And their false religion. Because remember, Russia is they heavily Greek Orthodox. They ain't putting up with that mess. And you seen that the other day when they was over there in Jerusalem through some ceremony, it wasn't even a feast day, trampling on people.
Oh, killing folks.
Yeah, killing folks, break dancing and slam dancing.
Belting folks with chickens.
Yeah, chickens swinging, chickens in the air and can on everything, thing else. And but these folks off the chain. So Jesus, Yahshua, thank you, brother, glory to the King, stand for Smith, whatever it is. Shepherd is always on point. Try to my best, brother. Keep praying for me. So Yahshua said in Luke 21:24, look what he said, read, teach.
And they shall fall by the edge of the sword.
He's talking about the Israelites. And that consists of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. And the people who was in that area that was Israelites. Come on.
And shall be led away.
They're going to be led away what?
Captive.
Captive. Huh? Now let me ask you these questions. These people fit a certain area in the book because these people, like the modern, like the scribes and Pharisees of old, did they not say we've never been in the bondage to any man?
Never been in anybody.
These people, the only thing they had, and you know, they questioning the official report over there in Germany too.
Yeah.
That's under great scrutiny. Why does everybody got to lie about everything? Why don't you just tell the truth? Why do you have to lie about everything? I want peace, peace. All right? That's all I want. Why does everybody got to lie about everything? It just don't make any sense. Jarvis Austin, keep me in your prayers, and I will do the same, Pastor. All right, man. You got them. So, the prophecy is we're going to be led away captive in all nations.
Yes.
That means the original Israelites was going to be displaced out of Jerusalem. Is that right?
That's right.
Read on.
And Jerusalem shall be trodden down.
Of the what?
Of the Gentiles.
Of the what?
Of the Gentiles.
And the people who are occupying Jerusalem right now are Gentiles.
Yes.
They tell you themselves that they have no genetic link to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But they want to kick out the people in the country that do have a genetic link to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which don't make any sense whatsoever at all. Because they don't. And then, you know, in order to become an Israeli citizen, you must renounce Yahshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. You can't even become a citizen of that country. And mind you, you got all these stupid, dumb Christians over here talking about bless Israel. You talking about them God-forsaken people over there? Now, most people will say what I'm saying is hate speech. What about the speech that has been perpetuated against me?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
If anybody has hate speech, I've been receiving a recipient of hate speech for 30 years. At least one thing, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
You mean you have to renounce your Messiah in order to become a citizen of that country? Because the Gentiles, according to Bereshit 10, Genesis 10, the seed of Japheth, the seed of Gentiles, they're occupying land. But he said, Jesus said that Jerusalem was going to be trodden down of Gentiles until what?
Until the time
of what?
Of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
And it ain't fulfilled yet. That's why they're still there. So they got to keep on trodding down. Keep on prodding down.
Yeah.
You know. Just keep on and keep on and keep on and keep on prodding it down. Until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And we ain't there yet. So, Israel sent them out a letter, told them you got 60 days to get out. I think they get an extension of 21 days. And guess what? They're not. I don't even think they're giving them funds. They just tell them to get out. Hell, we do the alleged so-called illegal immigrants in this country better than we do our own citizens. I mean, at least the people who they call illegal immigrants, at least they put them up in hotels. They got them in some nice areas and stuff. We got people, man, we got people living in tents in this country. Look, America don't give a damn about them. I'm telling you, y'all tell somebody about the Straightway Truth channel. I've really been laying it to the line over on Patreon. Been putting out video after video after video after video. Reason why, because I'm getting sick and tired of toying around with YouTube. YouTube, 1 minute my subscribers be growing up, going up like they should be, based on the views. Mm-hmm. Then next minute, you know, they stagnant. They don't go nowhere. We back in the stagnant zone again like we was a couple years ago. I should easily be at 350,000 subscribers by now. Easy. So we just start talking to the people over there who want to contribute a little bit. Hallelujah. We got Feast Day of Pentecost coming up next week. Communities. Heads of communities, I need you to call. Don't everybody listen to me real close. Tell me you're listening. All right? I need for you, heads of communities, to call and let us know how many people are coming, men, women, and children. And also, all you people that are coming, if you're not going to eat in the dining hall, but you're going to bring your own food, which you're more than welcome. That's Torah, isn't it? But if you're not going to eat in the dining hall, you need to let us know. Because we spend an extraordinary amount of money on food.
Yes.
And if we're going to have all this food left over, we can actually cut our food budget in half. If you're going to eat your own food, you need to let us know. So that our sisters won't be working extra hours and we won't be spending all these resources. I'm going to tell y'all straight up. In case, I waited all this time right here. But logistically, it cost Straightway $40,000 for the Feast of Unleavened Bread. 40 snackaroos to prepare for all the people coming.
Believe it, yeah.
40. So you can see the reason why that we want to try to fine-tune these numbers as much as possible. Because
yes.
$40,000 don't grow on trees.
No.
Well, y'all hear me? So, if you don't mind, be meticulous with your numbers. If you're going to eat your own food, people bring grills, smokers. They bring everything.
Yeah.
They even make grills. Cook steaks. Grouper. Yeah, man. Red snapper. But if you're going to do all that, let us know. Please let us know so that our sisters don't have to spend all their time, energy, effort up laboring. And so that Mother Carol and them ain't got to go out when they go out shopping for the feast. We don't have to spend all of this money. Yes, a lot of money. When you have 864 people show up to the feast, and you have 600 or something that's still on the land after the feast, If you don't think it's a lot, try to be. I want you to just try to host 200 people at your home for 7 days. Do that. You'll get a taste of what we deal with. Huh? Some people couldn't get the revelation of what it takes to host people until they actually had to host us once. And their numbers fell in comparison to what? I know it's a lot. So we're asking for y'all help in that matter, if you don't mind. So if you don't mind, please let us know. We would love to be in the loop.
Please.
Well, a lot of time getting ready. We're looking forward to seeing you and you and you. Hallelujah. One thing for sure, we know Elder Austin is not going to be here. Just like he wasn't here at Passover, just like he came here. What, did he come tabernacle a day or two or something like that, and then he jetted up out of here and skied up and lied to me about something with a landlord or something, and never did return, did the same thing. Yeah, that was just sad.
Very sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
That's being astute.
That is it. Sad. Very sad. I talked with Kabir for the broadcast. Kabir said, hey, baby, you look nice a lot. Kabir said that he looked at that video of all the nice, wonderful things that Elder Austin had to say about me. I want to ask all of you, when did I stop doing all this stuff?
True.
Who changed? I mean, I'm sure I've gotten better since then.
You've grown a lot.
What happened to his testimony? Our testimony still remains the same. Thank you very much. But what happened to his testimony? What? Are you going to change your testimony? Wouldn't you like to know that?
Like Jesus said, will you also leave me?
Will you also leave me? We're going to talk on the subject here tonight for a moment. False teachers. False brothers. We'll go over a few of these letters that Paul written to the assembly to try to help. Bring them online. Somebody say, well, I keep telling y'all, the New Testament ain't Paul's letters. I know I just shocked the whole world. The New Testament, Jeremiah 31:31 describes for you what the renewed covenant is. Those books that Paul wrote, they are informing us of the instruction that he gave to each assembly in these different geographical locations and when they were scattered in Asia Minor.
Yes.
And we're fortunate to get those letters because Paul was an anointed man of Yah. And believe it or not, for those of you who think that we're out of pocket because we have to reprove, rebuke, and correct people, let me say this again. We're not out of pocket. As a matter of fact, we're in pocket. As a matter of fact, we're more on the plumb line of what the word says than anybody's ever said before. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. We are. And y'all got to understand that when you're just walking in his way, we all have room to grow. Is that right, Deej?
Absolutely.
We all have room to grow. Now, look what Paul has to say about two people in verse 19 to 20. Read, Deej.
Holding faith and a good good conscience.
A what?
A good conscience.
Now, notice, he didn't say relaxing faith.
No.
Or get rid of hold it.
Holding.
That means you got a tight grip.
Yes. Cleaving. Yes.
Yeah, you're cleaving into it.
Yes.
Come on.
And a good conscience.
Uh-huh.
Which some.
Uh-oh. No, not everybody, but.
Some.
Some, what they do?
Having put away.
Now, notice what they did. The Old Testament, the Pentateuch, the Torah, normally when you see that word put away, it's associated with divorce. All right? He said this is what people have done with the faith when they haven't held fast to it. He says some having put away concerning what?
Faith.
And look what they've done when they have put away the faith. What they've done?
They have made shipwreck.
You understand? Anybody ever seen a shipwreck before? Pretty nasty. Y'all see that movie Titanic? That pales in comparison to the real thing.
Run that booger up on the reef.
You better believe it.
Scrap that booger.
And then I'll be down. Look at here. Paul, what the hell going on? He calling names.
Mm-hmm.
He calling names. He not speaking in innuendos. You know, some people, why you got to call his name so you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Those ain't nothing new. I'll call names. I call names for clarity. No? Let's get on him. Who?
Hymenaeus.
Man and?
Alexander.
Let's see what Paul did.
Whom I have delivered unto Satan.
Whoa. Who does Paul think he is? He said he delivered him unto Satan. I do the same thing. Wait a minute. Now, who was the man of y'all at that hour? Paul was, right?
Yeah. Mouthpiece. Yeah.
Peter, James, and John did the same thing, too. They were doing it. Paul said, I'm cheap as a possum. But check this out. He called their name, and he told them before that you need to hold fast, hold the faith.
With a good conscience.
With a very good conscience. And these people, that's why Elder Austin didn't come up here to face us elders and stuff. Because his conscience condemned him.
Yes.
You hear that? Mama Baltimore, your wicked ass son, lying to y'all. You know what I hate to hear this. He's a deceiver. And we called him. We want to give him a chance to repent.
Yes.
Turn from his wicked way, right?
Yeah. Healing was there.
Yeah. He didn't want to do it too prideful. That's why we call his name.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the latest one in all the things that are going on for people to be able to associate. Now, notice, we're not speaking evil of him.
No.
We're just telling you exactly what went on, what has been done. You heard his own words, his testimony about us. I'm asking the question again, who's changed? Why are we always right when we're dealing with somebody else, but when it's concerning you, all of a sudden we're wrong? We done missed the mark.
Definitely wrong.
We don't have a right light. We don't understand. Nah, bullshit. We do understand. Understand more than you think we do. Paul called Hymenaeus and Alexander, and then he said, whom I have delivered. Who's teach?
Under Satan.
And even at this was a mercy.
Yes, it was. It was a grace.
It was a mercy.
Yes.
What's the mercy? Read.
That they may learn not to blaspheme.
Notice, learn not to blaspheme. I wonder how many people they went around and evilly affected with that blasphemy. That blasphemy. How you feel about IUIC? I think they're a bunch of false prophets and false teachers and false brothers. There you go. Now you got it.
Ain't seen nothing.
Period. Misleading the people.
Yes.
But we're not here to talk about IUIC. We're here to talk about the Messiah.
Absolutely. All right?
That they may learn not to blaspheme. Is that right?
Yes.
Second Timothy chapter 4. Oh, y'all been, y'all got y'all pens out? Paper? To start at verse 14. Yeah. Matter of fact. I see that. We what way should I do? Just start at verse 1. This will be a good one right here. Read on.
Our charge thee, therefore, before Yah.
You are certified. Certified before Yah. Y'all listen to this. Look at this. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Come on.
And the Master Jesus Christ, Messiah, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word.
Preach what?
Preach the word.
All right.
Be instant in season, out of season.
Now notice, the instructions preach the word, not John Calvin, not tradition, not the way you've always done things. It says preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. And what else do you do?
Reprove.
Oh, no, he didn't say that, did he?
Yes, he did. Reprove.
Reprove.
Rebuke. Exhort with all long-suffering.
Come on.
Exhort with all doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
So the time has come when they will not endure sound doctrine, when people don't want to hear good teaching, and the righteous teaching, what else is going to happen?
But, after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears.
So they're going to go and search for people that's going to preach and teach what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables.
Keep on going.
But watch you in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand.
Man, people are not bringing in no offers tonight. That's okay then. Good. Hallelujah. We'll keep on with the word. Go ahead.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Man, it must be something because he's keep talking about the faith, right? Read on.
It's forth. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Master, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day. Not to me only.
But
unto all them also that love is appearing.
Now we're getting ready to get what we're getting to. Now, notice we got two people we're going to deal with right here. Let's see how Paul handled this situation. Read.
Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me.
For
Demas.
Whoa. That's somebody's name?
Demas. Somebody's name.
Demas did what?
He has forsaken me.
So for Elder Austin has forsaken Pastor Dow, having loved his present evil world, and has departed unto Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
What's any different than this one? Read that verse, teach.
For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia.
And then look what he says.
Only Luke is with me.
Only who?
Luke is with me.
Then he says.
Take Mark.
Man, he's calling a lot of names, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Is he not calling a lot of names?
A lot of names.
That is a lot.
Yes.
Whoo, that is a lot of names.
Wow.
Thank you, Brother Eric. Bless you too, my brother. That is a lot of... Now, why don't y'all go and jump on Paul and jump on all the hell that's coming for us, because right now we got a lot of names that's being called, both good and bad.
Yes.
And he put emphasis on demons. For sake. So you mean to tell me when somebody do us wrong in this ministry, somebody has got a foul spirit, a trifling spirit, a spirit that will not submit to sound doctrine and do that which is right. We're not supposed to warn everybody out there and then tell you who it is by name?
I mean, but the prophet said warn.
Bless you, Brother Mike. Love you too, my brother. Shoot. Read on.
Take Mark. Bring him with you.
Take Mark and bring him with you. Come on.
For he is profitable to me for the ministry.
Now look at that. That's somebody that's doing that. He is profitable.
He's profitable.
I'm ask you. Did Elder Austin make more profit out of us, or was he ever profitable to us? Huh? You think about it. All these communities. From far as Wisconsin, Indiana, Straightway, all the Straightways in Kentucky, the Home Fellowships in Kentucky and Tennessee, Straightway, Georgia. Every single one of us has been profitable to us for the ministry. Every single one of them. What I get out of South Carolina, none but a bunch of betrayal, running dirty, grief, heartache, and sorrow, blaspheming. So you people need a teaching like this. You people need to know, because so I don't know why, but we avoid these passages of scriptures for some reason, or teachings. But look, I'm getting somewhere. Read on.
And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus.
Read.
The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when you come, bring it with you. And the books, but especially the parchments.
Especially the parchments. Come on. I wonder what the parchments, the targums, or the old scrolls that was written. Go ahead. Read on.
Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil.
Bless you, brother Galen. Bless you, my brother. He said that Alexander the coppersmith did him what?
Much evil.
How much evil?
Much evil.
And then he said what?
The master reward him according to his works.
Them the only words I got to start speaking. I just been in frank. Y'all don't even know the grace and mercy, long suffering. Y'all don't even know that I have stayed my tongue from turning Eldos over Satan and judgment. But it's running short. I'm telling you. So we see that not only Paul turned someone over to Satan, but now he's asking the master to reward him according to his works. You gonna steal from us? Guess what? Somebody gonna steal from you. You gonna unjustly take from us? Somebody gonna unjustly take from you. And you don't want to communicate in a righteous way? Then somebody gonna do it to you and be even more of a damn wicked, trifling person. The cake worm and the pommel worm gonna eat you up.
Yes.
Amazing, isn't it? Come on, teach.
Of whom be you aware also?
Be aware of what?
For he has greatly withstood our words.
Now you know that somebody doing something like this, somebody got no damn sense. You know, greatly withstood our words means that everything that you teach and they're tearing down from behind.
Yeah. Every counsel, everything, it is.
Tearing it all down. He's just tearing it all down.
Doing much.
Going and spitting in other people's ear false doctrines.
Yeah. That's being astute. I don't know.
We make it easy for people. If y'all know anybody in this ministry that doesn't believe what all of us, when I say believe, I'm talking about myself, Pastor Corey, the elders, Teacher Shane, Teacher Eric Robinson, deacons, that's starting from there. We all preach, teach, and live the same thing. Did I exaggerate something?
No.
You get anybody speaking anything contrary to what we're preaching and teaching, let us know. Let us know so I can front them out in front of the whole congregation.
It'll be a
And usually, I'm very slow to actually blast people in front of the congregation.
That's true.
I'm great. Very long-suffering.
Yep.
And when I teach.
Yes, sometimes. Or in sentence sometimes.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. That's what they said to David, too. They say, damn, man, sometimes you just hold back too much, almost to the point of sinning. I mean, Yahshua said, blessed are the merciful, but they shall obtain mercy.
Yeah.
I hope I get a lot of mercy. Hope I get a lot of mercy. God showed a lot of mercy.
And a lot of love.
A lot of love.
It hurts when somebody's...
Yeah, because it ain't nothing personal.
No.
Just because you get reproved and rebuked, that don't mean I hate you.
True.
That don't mean you're not a brother and you're not a sister. Who told y'all that stuff? You stay in this walk long enough, somebody going to wipe your behind sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
True.
I think it's the maturity level. People think that if you get reproved and rebuked, they try to hold on to their little wicked manhood, and the woman try to hold on to her little womanhood, all this pride, and that ain't how it works over here. Well, we're trying to save your life. We don't get no accolades or promotions or you know, chevrons and stripes on our damn shoulder and shit. Sarge, Grand Poobah, and all the no other shit. And we're reproving and rebuking. As a matter of fact, a lot of times, I'm going to tell y'all a secret. Anytime someone in leadership has to reprove you or rebuke you, it hurts our heart. So bad. Sometimes we leave your presence, go off to our quiet place and cry. Because that's just the condition of Israel. Just damn stupid and stubborn. Hey, yep. Come on here a second. We got to make everybody likes being here. We got to make a grand entrance, son. All right. Uh-oh. Look who here. It's Kaya. Hey, say wave, this guy. Say, hey, Israel. Say, hey, wave, Israel. This guy, first time I seen him dance, he got his dance on today. 7.5 months when he first got his dance on. Look at him. He does that, too. He back on, brother. He back on Teacher Shane again. Look, right back on Teacher Shane again. But, man, that's him. Hallelujah. It's Kaya. Say what, hi to everybody out there. You done? Okay. What the world is going on? All right. So we're going to let His Kaya go, okay? All right, His Kaya. Tell everybody bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Shalom, Israel. All right, he got to go do his thing. But I can tell you right now, I can tell you right now that boy, he going to get a lot of loving in his life. And that includes that rod, which is love, too.
Oh, yeah.
He going to get a lot of that. Already got a lot of it already. So.
Great love.
Somebody said, teacher, say, oh, teacher, brother Steve said, teacher Shane is his buddy. Partner in crime. But y'all see all these names that he's calling off over here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again. I can't think of one time that I've ever reproved, rebuked, corrected, hollered and screamed and exhorted someone, and it was a pleasure to do it. It was so grieving.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? It was so damn grieving. Matter of fact, it almost felt like death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something you don't give a damn. I often tell people over and over again, let me try this again. Let me see, Teach. We've been in this thing almost 30 years and we don't know shit. You didn't know that, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't know that, did you?
Dumbass.
We don't know nothing. I mean, not only just in it, but living it.
Yeah.
And that should give us at least a little bit of respect and accolade, but we don't know nothing. Don't know nothing, man. Amazing, isn't it?
Ain't lived nothing.
Amazing, isn't it? All of a sudden, Pastor Dial, Deacon Shane, all of us old heads, we don't know. Elder Doug, Deacon Bell, we don't know nothing. That's unbelievable. How is it? How the hell happened, teacher? We get this old, don't know nothing. Yo, everybody say, I know, oh, y'all say it right now, until you find yourself not keeping the faith, relaxing, the calling, you start turning around and giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Read verse 15, teach. That's a good one right there. Wait till y'all hear this one.
Of whom be you aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our word.
I like that brother Joshua Westmoreland,
mm-hmm.
out there in Straightway, Kansas.
Yes.
That young man, he going to be something in y'all. He's always had love for y'all.
Yes.
Love, yes. Oh, yeah, he's always had love for y'all. Josh,
yes.
There ain't nothing else to do. Just stay the course, man. Stay the course. But he said, he have greatly withstood our words.
Yes.
That means somebody constantly contending with us. Why would you want to sit and argue with an elder, a pastor, a teacher? In this case, an apostle.
Mm-hmm.
This don't make no damn sense. Well, let's go to Jude. Man, I'm sure nobody want to be there, though, does he? Let's see if any of these character traits are running today. And by the way, we got Frogman and Brother Lee down here. I'm sure some of y'all saw him on video. They got introduced to a concrete pour. They learned a lot. Both of them hardworking men.
Yes.
They ain't none of them afraid of no work, man. They in it. They in it. Beautiful brothers. Beautiful brother, Straightway, Indiana. Been here for a couple days with him. He's doing some turkey hunting. Just beautiful. Indiana's about that. They're about that talk, man.
Yes.
They deer hunt, turkey hunt, man. They can get where they are just in it, man. They're about this life.
Yes.
You hear me? They're literally about this life.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Definitely.
Jude. We're going to go to verse 3 and 4. Listen to this right here. Let's see what Paul wrote to Jude.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation.
Oh, wait a minute. But what kind of salvation?
The common salvation.
Travis Campbell, let me see. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Shep. Looking forward to Pentecost. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all, man. Y'all drive safely on that road. Don't be in a rush. Ain't no need in giving the government no more money. Ain't that right, teach?
That's true.
Don't go out there speed racing and stuff. You'll get here and just
stay
pray.
Lawful.
Stay
yes.
lawful, man.
Yes.
I mean, even passed out. Sometimes I look down, I'll be up at 85, 86, 90. It ain't because I'm just on purpose trying to speed to get to 90, if you know what I mean. Good thing I run a radar, too, man. But even at that, man, it's getting obsolete. Everything's getting obsolete. Hey, thank you, Christopher. For your super chat, all of y'all out there, Cash App, Super Chat, and PayPal. Eric Ryan, thank you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. I have a question, sir. If you're taking phone calls tonight, well, you're going to let me know what your phone number is in the caller queue. Just give me the area code, Eric Ryan, in the chat room right here, and then we'll see if we can pull you up in the caller queue, and we may entertain that. All right, my brother? So, I'm sorry, teacher. Verse 3 and 4, come on.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend.
Now, why is there, they always exhorting, though, ain't they?
Yes.
That you should earnestly contend for what?
For the faith.
See, the problem is that those faiths in South Carolina started to end up being like their sorry-ass leader. Austin Kyle was too busy pursuing business pursuits in this world and stuff and neglecting the faith.
Yeah,
to the point that that they wasn't even gathering together.
Amen.
And then turning away all of those who would gather together. And then lying on the Saints and act like that they there. We got you, man, 918. We'll pull you up, man. Remind me to get the ride, okay? So we read this to show you how there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
When you read this right here, when are y'all ever going to associate what's being read with our own personal life today?
Relevant.
I mean, we like to know.
Yeah.
Because humanity is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You ain't no different. You ain't unique. You might think you unique, but you ain't unique in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Your behavior. You haven't done one damn sin that hadn't already been done.
True.
You ain't had one original thought. So you started thinking since I said that. But I can feel trying to fight that too far. You know what I mean? But are y'all hearing me? Man, teach. This is up. You don't get this. Earnestly contend for the faith.
Earnestly.
People ain't doing that today, man. Straightway still is.
Yes, we're continually in a fight. Yes, good war.
There was once delivered to the saints. Now look what he said in verse 4. Now, verse 4, check this out. I'm going to click on over. You got me to listen to this. Look what he says.
Well, there are certain men.
What kind of men?
Certain men.
Certain men. Now watch this. Watch this now. This is, hey, y'all need to listen to this. This is a unique type of creeping. What did it say? Certain men, they do what?
They crept.
Crept. Man, let's go see what that word is, man. I mean, because what wording, man? What wording? That certain men that crept in. Compound, settle in. Look at this. Settle in alongside. Lodge. Look at this one. Stealthily. Woo! Look at the devil, and the devil is a lie, isn't he? Crept in unaware. You know, they want to ease in alongside.
Oh, yeah.
Want to blend on in, act as if they are really something when they ain't nothing. Creeping. Creepers. Crept in unaware. Woo-wee. Come on.
Who were before of old.
What were they ordained to?
Ordained to this condemnation.
Ah. Now listen. I know a lot of y'all get upset. I told you. The Most High Yah saved some of y'all just to cut you off. To make an example of you.
Yes.
And to keep the fear of Yah before the remnant, the serious-minded people.
Yes.
If there was hypocrites back then, there's hypocrites today. If there was stage players back then, there's stage players today.
Yes.
And most of you just taking it for granted. See, it's been settled in our mind a long time ago. The decision has been made a long time ago. We don't have nothing to fall back on. We don't have no contingency plan. We don't have a home to go back to.
Bridges are burned.
Bridges are burned like a bridge too far. Man, our bridges are burned. We have nothing to go back to. We have no options.
Yes.
This is it for us. I have no natural family. Teacher Shane has no natural family. This is it. I cannot go and lay my head down at a natural family's home. Do you understand that kind of talk? Do you understand that kind of sacrifice? And it's been that way for decades.
Yes.
We're just not making this up. This is part and parcel for the cause of the prize. This is it.
Yeah.
I can travel all over this world and actually lay my head in the house of saints.
Yes.
But I can't do it without your family.
Here. Here.
Now you tell me. Anytime you're ready to compare resumes, let me know. I'm talking about modern day resume, because can't none of us trump Paul's resume.
No.
We pale in comparison. So since everybody thinks that there's something winning nothing, you tell me you want to compare resumes. Come on. Write your resume out. Let's see what you sacrificed for the Most High Yah, and let's compare this thing. Even though we ain't supposed to compare ourselves among ourselves. But some of you are so arrogant, so stubborn, so prideful, so self-willed.
Yes.
You think you've done something. You ain't did nothing yet. Remain humble.
Yes.
Remain teachable.
Amen.
Have a teachable spirit.
That's a pavilion and a half.
Yeah. One day we're going to get old. Somebody wants to teach these young people. But these are creepers.
Yes.
Certain men that done crept in unaware of these creeping people. Read on.
Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
Read.
Ungodly men.
What got them in?
Ungodly.
Now, let me pause here for a second. How would you know that they were ungodly men unless they showed themselves to be ungodly? They had to creep in and get in first before you could actually finger them as ungodly.
Yeah.
And some of the crap I've heard about Elder Austin, that's ungodly. Taking advantage of people. That's ungodly. Come on, Elder, I'm so wrong. I'm laying out a lot of charges. He thinks that being silent is it going to stop all this. It ain't going to stop it anyway. Put it like this. Pastor Dow know damn well what he's doing.
Yes.
That I promise you.
And even in this, you're still long-suffering.
You say it again, teacher. Teacher Shane said, even in this, I'm still long-suffering. Come on.
Turning the grace of our Elohim into lascivious.
Into what?
Lasciviousness.
Unbridled lust. Come on.
And denying the only Yahweh Elohim and our Master, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Now, when people deny, today people have got smart. They're not going to deny him with their words. But the men of y'all back in old days said, but in works, you deny me.
Mm-hmm.
Being abominable and disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. They covered it all. They were so wise, man. They covered it all. They were smart enough to know that people wasn't going to admit with their lips.
Yeah.
That they denied the Messiah. But they were intelligent enough to know, just watch their works. It'll tell you every single thing you want to know. This ain't only about Elder Austin. This is about some of you damn hypocrites out there that's straddling the fence, too.
Yep, their walk will talk.
Yeah. Don't you make the mistake that I'm only preaching. This is not about Elder Austin. This is about those of you who are here listening.
Yes.
See, that's another thing people make a mistake on. You know, when somebody getting reproved, rebuked, corrected, you're supposed to have the posture of humility.
Considering yourself.
The
spirit of meekness.
Yeah, lest you do what? Also fall into the what?
Same.
Go to Galatians 6:1, teach. They need to hear that before we go on. Because they think that we be making up stuff. But when his word is in you, it's in you. Read on, teach.
Brethren.
Well, who?
Brethren.
Come on.
If a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual.
You which are what?
Spiritual.
What do you do?
Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness.
No, that's if you're spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you got to show your ass to show how stupid you are.
That's not meekness.
That ain't meekness,
no. That's demonic.
Come on.
Considering yourself.
See the reason why we do it that way? When we do it, because we want to consider ourselves. Read on.
That you also
be what?
Tempted.
That you also be. See, I don't know what it is today. Let me give y'all wisdom. Is everybody listening? If you listen, type in the word listen. Because we sure don't want to be a castaway, man. I'll teach. We don't want to be a castaway. We want to be able to speak to the people with clarity. Huh?
Yes.
Y'all listen to me now. When you see someone overtaken in a fault, first thing you should do is have a spirit of humility. And the reason why you want to be humble, some of you, you're hard. Hardness of heart. So revengeful, vindictive, angry and bitter. You want blood. You want them to suffer. Mm-hmm. You know what the Most High says? Okay, I'm glad you that way now. I'm glad you exposed yourself. So guess what? Mm-hmm. Now you're going to be tested by the very same thing.
Right.
The thing that you thought you were so powerful and so strong to overcome, you're going to be tempted by the same damn thing, you arrogant-ass bastard, and you're going to fall. How much more meeker can you get than that? Therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Got to persuade. Got to persuade.
Try our best to persuade men.
Yes.
Listen, when the spirit of the ruler rise up, stand down.
Yes.
The scripture says, stay in your place. Stand the hell down.
Humble yourself.
The soft answer, turn away wrath.
Yes.
Stand the hell down. Oh, boy. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy me. Mind you, the people who wrote these words, these was all warriors.
Yes.
These were all, they were in the thick of the shit. They went through some serious persecution. You ain't been through a damn thing. Everything you ever went through in your life, you deserved it. Some things you didn't deserve, but a lot of things you deserved. Some things that was just a devil that was waiting for you to use you and abuse you. Tie you up and sift you. That's what Satan was trying to do with them states in South Carolina. Sift them as wheat.
Yes.
Had a wicked-ass leader up above them. Told you. We're going to get some warning always come before destruction.
Yes.
How many times did warning go out? No, he passed out just talking. He always does shit like that. He is always talking. He ain't going to never do nothing. He's just talking. Ah, them leaders are straight where they blow a lot of holler, they scream and holler. Don't worry about it, ain't nothing ever gonna happen. Ask some folk. Better go ask somebody. Better go ask somebody.
Yeah. Door ain't shut yet. When the door is shut.
I do know one thing. We not, you know what, we need to call this a subsidiarity. Of the Paul and Barnabas ministry. And the reason why we need to do that is because after they had that dissension that was so thick, so thick, couldn't even cut them asunder. It was thick. Paul, you heard about it, you didn't hear about Barnabas no more. It's amazing how you still keep on hearing about straightway, but you don't hear nothing about these people no more. Now,
Spinning went away. Now he's in bad health.
That's sad. That's really sad. And man, we love Spinning.
Oh yes,
we loved him.
And he knew it too.
He got caught up with that damn woman.
Yep.
Sure did. We had to put that woman out of ministry. That damn wicked ass thing boy set up and all these many damn tries still can't get it right. By the way, Pastor Dow's talking on divorce tomorrow. And it's going to be a hell of a lot more. You know, some of you boy, Jesus, man, this damn false teaching and doctrine, these folks done laid on y'all. It's going to be, this one probably more likely going to be anointed.
Yeah, you know, be speaking from the state, I know that.
No, hell no. It comes from the state perspective.
Like,
you can believe that.
State perspective for preached out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah.
Let's get back on the line here. Everybody doing all right? Let me know if y'all doing all right. Let me know if y'all doing all right. If y'all doing all right, let us know. Hallelujah. Let's stop here for a second. Let's see if the brother in the phone call. Ryan, whoever it was, 918.
919
Yeah, man, you got to push one to enter into the caller queue. I don't see you in the caller queue. Was that his name, Ryan?
I think it's what you said, yeah.
918, man. You gotta push one. When you call the number, you push number one, and you will enter into the caller queue. That way we'll know that you're there. We don't see you. Guest calling number. 310-982-4226. 310-982-4226. So now we got to get back to the teaching because he ain't there. Said he had a question, and we were going to take our time of our busy schedule. Let's get on back to the Father's business. Galatians chapter 1, verse 69. Is anybody learning anything from this teaching here tonight? Are y'all really, truly letting these sayings sink deep down in your heart? Are you? Come on. Shalom, Ms. Popak. You know what's Shalom, Ms. Popak. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
This is the drink of the night.
Oh, yeah, this is some serious stuff right here. Galatians chapter 1, starting at verse 6, teach. Come on with it.
I mark that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace.
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. Even back then, when he was speaking to the assembly at Galatia, he was marveling.
Yes.
Marveling. That people were so what?
Soon removed.
You know, Paul was all over Galatians. Matter of fact, he wrote a letter. He says, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? Talking about witchcraft. Right here he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from the faith. Notice, everything we hear here tonight is all about the faith.
Yes.
And if y'all don't mind, can y'all please get the likes up? Hit the likes button, please. Hit the likes button. And try to exhort people to subscribe and talk to them about coming over to Patreon, becoming a patron, please. Best teaching, best preaching, best living, best lifestyle on the earth today. The ministries of Straightway. But read on.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called
from
you.
From him.
That called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Into another what?
Another gospel.
Another message.
Yes.
Come on.
Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you.
Whoa. Somebody got another revelation. Somebody got another word other than what he was preaching.
Trouble.
Yeah, they're troubling.
Troubling.
You know, Teach, I could respect other people's opinion if they were more balanced than we were. But as long as you are underneath us, when we can look out and peer into your life, you can't get out here. Because we have labored night and day. Suffered much loss.
Yes.
Much ridicule.
Yes.
Been derided and chided and persecuted. And, man, we have suffered too damn much.
Yes.
We have had every damn police agency called on us for nothing. People lying on us.
Yes.
I mean, I can go down a resume like you just wouldn't believe. If that number 310-924-226 don't work, you can call 515-602-9654 and press number 1. 310-924-226 may be having entirely too many people already calling through, because a lot of people, they're traveling. Some of them, you know, their truck is parked over the side getting ready to, for the Shabbat to celebrate it, sleeping in their rigs. And they just, they call in with my cell phone. Read on.
But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But though we...
Wait a minute, T, what does that mean that they trouble you and pervert the message of Messiah?
They're pretty much talking against everything, just like the one said that they went against the word.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that?
That's troubling. They go against the precise instruction that was given them.
A clear teaching. Any clear.
And their own lifestyles, works, and actions pervert the gospel of Christ. And that's what they're teaching and preaching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's become troubling.
I hope y'all heard that. Somebody said, bring it out. Read on.
But though we are an angel from heaven,
though we are an angel from Shemaim,
preach any other gospel.
If there's any other message, Paul said, if an angel from Shemaim or heaven or us preach any other message, what did he say?
Unto you, then that which we have preached unto you.
Do what? Do what?
Let him be accursed.
I just don't know. How do you get any more concrete than that? I'll teach you. Go to Titus, chapter 1.
Titus 1?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, Titus 1. I definitely want to get this one right here because there's something I want to get in here. Start at verse 10 and read on down to 16. Listen to this, saints.
For there are many...
Not just a few, but...
Many.
Many what?
Unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. Especially they of the circumcision.
That means those who claim to be in the faith.
Yes.
Many. Not just some or a few. Many, with emphasis added. Read on.
Whose mouths must be stopped.
Now, how do you do that then? Unless you call them out for the wicked false teachers and prophets and leaders and everything that they are. How? Come on.
Who subvert whole houses.
Wow. Come on.
Teaching things which they ought not.
Wait. I'm getting rumblings that there are some people in the ministry. They don't have their own ministry, but they're here in this ministry. Certain men crept in unaware, teaching things which they ought not. Stuff that's contrary to sound doctrine. Now, they got their own belief, but it ain't the same. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how obstinate that we can be in the daytime and hour we're living in. I said it once, I said it 1,000 times, myself and the elders, we are all on one mind and one accord when it comes to doctrinal issues. We are. And we talk about this stuff. You may not see us, but we talk about these things. We hash these things out from time to time. But then all of a sudden, you got your own interpretation and revelation and stuff. We're going to put your ass out. That's what we're going to do.
Ain't no
damn piggyback. No, hell no. No, we got to get your ass up out. You like a cancer. And the only way cancer can be eradicated has got to be cut out. Because you becoming a damn cancer. Teaching shit that we don't preach and teach.
I
could understand if you had the fruit that would damn make my fruit look like that ain't, I don't have any on the tree. We could listen to you then. Anybody. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be sitting up there fooling around with us as long as we've been doing this. We got sheep. See, we shepherds, and we have sheep that we got to watch out for. Read.
Teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake.
You ever heard of them talking about this thing where people always trying to one-up somebody and people trying to be unique and get something exclusive and have their own doctrine and read on.
One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies.
Man, they talking evil about folks and call them evil beasts and slow bellies.
Liars.
Woo! Liars. Evil beasts, slow bellies. Listen. Don't y'all say nothing about Pastor Dow when I'm talking about folks today. You don't even know how negative and derogatory this was in that day.
True.
Just because it's foreign to your ears, don't sit up and grieve me. Come on, teach.
This witness is true.
Uh-huh.
Wherefore, rebuke them sharply.
Oh, no. No, you need to be positive.
Rebuke them sharply.
No. We need to stroke people's ego and just give them time and...
Rebuke them sharply.
But we need to show love.
Rebuke them sharply.
How?
Sharply.
That means you rebuke them so much to it cuts.
Lightning bolt.
It cuts. Like a knife, it cuts. Cuts. This is some instruction, though, isn't it? Rebuke them sharply. Come on.
Why do we rebuke them sharply?
Well, there is a purpose to this madness. Come on.
That they may be sound in the faith.
Now, you can tell me, you know, the book says, he that is often reproved, stiffen his neck, and harden his heart, shall be cut off without remedy. Some of you are functioning so much after the flesh, you don't even know what the hell you're doing. You have become so conditioned and so used to this wicked-ass man, you don't even really truly know the dishonor that you're doing. I said it once, I said it a thousand times, I'm going to say it again tonight. When you rebuke someone, you know, if you think rebuking someone is so easy, then next time you see somebody screwing up, go rebuke them. And lay into them, too. Don't hold back. Sharpen. Lay into them. Cut. Cut. For the word of God, quick and powerful, sharp and in, two-edged sword, pierced into the dividing of the son of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent
of the heart.
Oh, it goes to the joints and marrow. And is a discerner of thoughts and intent. You go do it. Your turn. Get on up there. You know what I mean? You just wait for a soft moment. Wait for them to be receptive before you even say a word because you chicken shit. You're afraid you ain't going to be received. So you soften up the word, soften up the blow. You know, can you remember the time, man, we used to have almost 1,500, 2,000 people on this broadcast, and now we're barely even averaging 450 people. Must be summertime. Everybody must be wish we all California girls, huh? Hey, I agree with you. No cursing, bro. I agree with you. So make sure that you never swear anything negative or invoke any demonic spirits upon anyone. Make sure no cursing.
No cursing.
No cursing.
You are.
No cursing. See, I just got finished admonishing someone in a very tactful way. I mean, I could understand if you said, I could even give you a little bit of room if
if you said no profanity. But profanity comes from the word profane. And the scripture only describes what is profane. And profanity ain't it. Boy, you people got a lot to learn. Then they will jump and say, well, you're justified. I can't do that. I'm already justified.
Yes.
So I'm already prepared for you. Before you even come, I'm already prepared for you. So since somebody implying that we're cursing, why don't you tell us what curses are? Come on, you said no cursing. Tell us what cursing are. We're all is. We don't know nothing. We don't know nothing. Do we? We don't know nothing. We don't know nothing. We don't teach.
Not giving heed to Jewish faith. And commandments of men that turn from the truth.
Ooh-wee. Read on.
Unto the pure, all things are pure.
Uh-huh.
But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving,
ooh,
is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled.
Even their mind and their conscience is what?
Defiled.
Is what?
Defiled. They profess that they know Yah.
No. They profess what?
They profess that they know Yah.
They profess that they know Yah, but what?
But in words.
Oh, didn't we talk about that earlier today?
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that earlier today?
Yes. Yeah.
But in what?
In works.
But in what?
Works.
Works, what do they do?
They deny him.
Is this stuff getting about old? Is it? It's getting pretty damn old, isn't it? Hey, I want to deal with this people that says no cursing, bro.
Cursing or cussing or?
I don't know what it is. I don't think they know what the hell they're talking about, but. Let's just entertain this and call it tonight, all right? Let me see if my brother's in the caller queue first, okay? Yeah, he's in the caller queue, so we'll get him in here, okay? Let's hit this real quick, though, okay? So, let's just play along with y'all game, cursing. Cursing. You know, cursing. Curse word. Let's just deal with a few of them in this. All right? I'm going to ask you a question. Is the word damn a cuss word? What about if I say you're a dumbass? Go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 16 and teach.
But was rebuked for his iniquity.
So, read the verse before.
Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor.
Somebody said now, if I call somebody a dumbass, they said that's cursing, huh? Well, let's keep going. Read on.
Son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
Come on.
But was rebuked for his iniquity.
Come on.
The dumbass.
Oh, teach, what the hell? Oh.
The Bible cursing.
Boy, you better wash your mouth out, boy. What more would you teach?
I better wash my eyes out. It's cursing. dumb as what?
Speaking with a man's voice. Forbade the madness of the prodigal.
Woo! Come on, let's go to Hebrews 12:8. We're going to hit this thing. Y'all ready for another one?
But if you be without chastisement.
Hebrews 12:8. The first one we just read was 2 Peter 2:16. So now we're on Hebrews 12:8.
If you be without chastisement,
you're what?
Whereof all are partakers.
Come on.
Then are you bastards?
You're no longer what?
You're bastards.
Bastards and no longer?
And not sons.
Bastards.
Bastards.
King James using that word?
Bastard.
I got rebuked by a Christian man for using the word bastard one time. We don't talk that kind of language, right? I said, well, you might as well throw your Bible away. The Bible don't talk like I sold them. You know what they did? We don't talk that kind of language. Go to Deuteronomy 23:2. These are good. Mercy me.
Uh-oh.
This is ugly. Read on.
Deuteronomy 23:2.
Come on.
A bastard
shall
not enter into the congregation of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Even to his 10th generation shall he not enter into the congregation of Yahweh.
You hear that?
A bastard.
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 Go to Zechariah 9:6. So I said, damn, this stuff. Woo! Come on. I'm telling y'all, a lot of y'all might as well throw y'all Bible away because y'all more religious than y'all is. Come on.
And a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod.
Woo-wee! Hey, so you turn around and you say, man, what the hell, or go to hell, or go to Psalms 9:17. You people, I'm telling you, this is going to admit you ain't ready for this shit. Pastor, we got you. We got you. The word shit ain't in the Bible. Probably ain't. But I know, feces ain't in there either. And that's cleaner than shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
But a dog is in there.
Yeah.
And what is dog? Shit. Transliteration.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you people something else, man. Clean mouths and filthy lives. That's what this world is all about. Don't give a damn. Just optics and a good clean mouth. Just optics. Let's see, let's make sure we look good. Yeah. Optics. And make sure our mouth is clean, but our life is filthy as hell. Read deep.
The wicked shall be turned into hell.
Oh, no, you got to throw that Bible away. You got to throw it away, man. No, man, you talking about turning people into hell.
H-E double hockey stick, that's
there. Oh, man. Muggy Bass said, I'm okay then. Thank you, brother. Sean, too, man. Oh, man. Jesus. Go to Mark 9:47. Let's see what Yahshua said. People get mad. You know people get mad because we use the word hell?
What the hell?
Come on.
It is thine eye offend thee.
What was the instruction y'all should have said?
Plug it out.
Just take it out of it, right?
Yeah. It is better for you
to what?
To enter into the kingdom of Yah with one eye.
And
then having two eyes to be cast into hell.
Hellfire. Ooh. We had a prophet, man, that all he done was ate dung. So he had the foul Israel was.
Yeah.
Or in modern day terminology, he ate shit. Clean mouths and filthy lies. That's what y'all all about, I think. Optics. Optics, optics, optics. Not that you really give a damn. Hmm? Oh, boy. What a sensitive world we live in, isn't it? All right. Hey. Listen. I'm going to hit this for a second because it will say it to me. Listen. Woman. You got a man. When are you going to realize that he is the king of the castle? Pardon food and places. Bernadette. Blessings. Bless y'all. Love y'all. We all going to realize he's the king of the castle. He is in y'all's stead in your house. Did I say something wrong, T?
No. That's order.
I'm going to give you all you women out there a revelation real quick, okay? Your biological clock only ticks for so long. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. That in itself letting you know you ain't a man. I'm going to say it again. Your biological clock only ticks for so long. You better stop going the way of this world. If you have a good man, you better start treating him like a king. You are supposed to assimilate to him. Your mind is supposed to be his mind. Your thoughts are supposed to be his thoughts. Well, I just don't want to. Ain't nobody talking about no feminist identity. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, our identity is in Messiah.
Yes.
We don't have no identity of our own.
Nope.
I'm not even trying to promote my damn identity. It's all about him.
Yes.
All praises to the Most High God.
All praise.
Mm-hmm. Y'all get that? I understand. I'm a bride. You understand? I get it real good. But woman, by the natural order of things, you may at best have a 25-year window to be able to bear seed and bring it in this earth. That's it. Tick, tock. Tick, tock. Once a man become an age and he's able to, you know what? He can do that all the way up to his dying day.
Mm-hmm.
He can bring forth seed all the way to his dying day, showing you that he is the express image of Yah. I can be 80 years old and still have children.
Mm-hmm.
A woman can't be 80 years old and have children. I can be 70, still have children. A woman can't do that. I can be 60, still have children. A woman can't do that. I can be 50, still have children. A woman can't do that. You're fortunate if you're in your 40s, if you can even have a child. Tick, tock. Tick, tock. You put one man on an island. And there is only, let's say there's 20 women in the world and one man. You know that one man can repopulate the whole world by his seed?
Mm-hmm.
One man. Mm-hmm. Tick tock, tick tock. I think y'all better be getting this. I say this for a wisdom saying. All right, let's go to this phone call here. Guest calling number, Brother Ryan. Call number 918-918. This is Pastor Dow, Teacher Shane in here. You're on the Straight With Truth radio broadcast. I can help you. Brother Ryan, come on with you, brother. Talk loud and clear advice, okay?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you?
So, we doing well, my brother. How can we help you?
Good. Man, I have a question, sir, and forgive me if I'm ignorant, but So I think where Teacher Eric Robinson did a teaching about the harlot, and then I know a few Shabbats ago you touched on Genesis 38 with Tamar and Judah. So my question to you, sir, and I'm only asking because I really need to know. So is it lawful for me as a married man to lay with a prostitute if I render her what she feels is equal? Do you get what I'm trying
no.
to say?
No. It's not lawful for you to go out and lay out with a harlot as a,
okay.
a married man. You see, when
okay.
you read Genesis 38 and stuff, you're talking about Onan, Tamar, and all of them. You're talking about that situation right there. It doesn't even
yes,
define
sir.
For you what Judah's status was. It just told you what he did with Tamar.
Okay.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir, I am.
And Judah ended up saying in the whole of that that Tamar was more righteous than him.
Yes.
And if you're a married man, why would you want to entertain land with some wicked-ass, defiled, nasty, funky, stinky, trifling harlot?
Well, I'm just being truthful with you, sir. I'm confused on the message what teacher was teaching on, and then when you was brief, I never heard a pastor speak on that subject of Genesis 38. So I'm confused, and I just figured that's why I would go to you and try to get the direct answer.
There's no confusion. Go back and look at Teacher Eric Ross. I listened to it. Let's do it again. He's speaking right in line with what the book says.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, if you have a man, all right, and this is too high for a lot of people, all right, let me give you an example. The Bible teaches in the Torah that a woman can't go out like a man does. All right? Is that right?
Yes.
Do you know that to be a fact for sure?
Excuse me?
Do you know that to be a fact for sure?
No, sir. I guess I would just assume.
All right. Well, I'm telling you the truth. I'll tell you what. You got some homework then, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, watch this. Show me one place in the Bible that a man wouldn't lay with a harlot that he was condemned as a sinner.
Hmm. Okay.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's all I said. Where is it? That's not giving men a license to go out and sin. You have to have wisdom. That's not giving a man a license to go out and lay with a harlot. The answer for a man burning is either wife or concubine. Yet and still, there was still harlots in Israel. Are y'all listening to that? Are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
I mean, maybe confusing to you. Did you get it? Did you understand? Did you comprehend?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I've got these headphones on. I can't hear very well.
Oh, okay. Well, I would admonish you to go back or advise you to go back and listen to Teacher Eric Robinson teaching because it was spot on. I listened to the whole thing. It was spot on. So what do you believe to be the conflict?
Hello?
What you need to do is listen to me through the phone and not headphones. Well, I guess that's the end of that one, isn't it? All right. Well, glory to the King. Oh, mercy. Sounds like, no, I'm not talking to circles. I'm making perfect sense. Am I talking to circles?
Somebody said you're talking to circles?
No, I don't know. I'm just asking.
I know.
Makes perfect sense to me.
I see.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.